from today, this Bhishma Panchak starts. So Ekadashi Chaturmasa starts from Devshayan and ends on Devuttan, which is today. So beginning from Ekadashi to Purnima, these 5 days are called Bhishma Panchak. So one should not think that Bhishma Panchak is only limited to the glories of Bhishma Dev. Even before Bhishma Dev appeared, this was celebrated. So after 4 months, Bhagwan, he awakens, then it is called Prabodhini. All the Devatas, Nadi Guru Brahma, all the Rishi Maharshis, they go to the banks of the Kheer Samudra and they do Archan, Kirtan and all kinds of other observances. They take his Sri Vigra and go out on a procession, wander in the streets and give him all kinds of gifts and offer themselves. So this is generally observed. And then on the other hand, those who are in Shantaras, who always remember Prabhu in their hearts, they, first of all, they see that Prabhu, he is manifesting in their hearts, just as the lotus blooms, just as the yogis see Paramatma in their hearts, the Shantaras devotees always see Bhagavan in their meditation. He himself appeared. And those in Dasaras, they are always waiting. So on the other hand, those who are in Dasaras, after awakening Prabhu, they observe big festival. And this way, they render all their services with different kinds of paraphernalia. And they, this way, appear in his presence. And on the third day, those in Sakhyaras, they worship him for the perfection of their Sakhyaras. That is, Bhagwan himself, he speaks to them with great love and accepts their services. And on the fourth day, the devotees in Vatsalaras, they worship him. Means the mother and father. Like we see Kashyap, Aditi, Drondhara, Vasu. They worship him. So they get Siddhi in their sadhan. In other words, Bhagwan, he appears as a son. Before he appears in the hearts of the Santaras devotees, then he appears in the hearts of the Dasaras devotees, accepts the service, then he appears in the presence of the Sakharas Bhaktas and accepts their services. And then the next day he appears in the hearts of the Vatsalaras devotees and he accepts their services. And then Vatsalaras, Bhagavan himself, offers himself. In Sakharas, in Vatsalya, in Sakya, there's equality between Krishna and his Sakhas. But in Vatsalas, Krishna surrenders himself to his parents, saying, oh, I am meant to be nourished, protected, cared by both of you. So then the parents say, oh, Gopal, I'll look after you now. On seeing Gopal, Yashoda never thinks Gopal will look after me. Rather, she thinks I will look after Gopal. But those in Dasaras, they think, oh, he will look after me. He is my maintainer. And in Shantaras, they are always meditating on Bhagavan as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in Sakharas, there is some intimacy. But in Vatsalya, they look after Gopal. He doesn't look after them. Gopal is my darling son. I should look after him. And even in Vatsalya, there is not full surrender. On the day of Purnima, all the gopis, they have surrendered themselves. Manas Deha Vyav, Jaya Kishmur, Arpilatu Yapade, Nanda Kishore. O Nandakishore, I have offered whatever I have on your Lord's feet. Now you may accept or disregard or not accept. You may act as you wish. Then there's Atmanivedan. Tuapadikari, Hoinu Paramasuki, Dukaduragelo, Chintana Rahilo, Chaudika Ananda Deki. And they say, there's this mood of Atmanivedan. So in this Atmanivedan, here in Atmanivedan, you see all the relatives, they offer everything to Sri Bhagavan. And those who are opposed to Sri Bhagavan, they have no relationship with them. Therefore, when Mirabai wrote a letter to Tulsidas, so they don't let me go for satsang. They don't let me serve Giridhari Gopal. Don't let me do Katha Kirtan, read books. They keep telling me that you should serve me. I'm Bhagavan. I'm the master. I'm your husband. I'm Parmeshwar. Everything. I'm everything. Except for me, you have no one else. You have none. Don't think of anyone else except me. And don't be unchaste because you're serving others. Therefore, they chained her. They committed so many atrocities on Sri Mirabai. She said, I can tolerate everything, but how can I tolerate a place without any satsang? There's nothing without any place. There's no satsang. They don't let me meet sadhus. They don't let me listen to Harikatha. Then Tulsidas, he wrote a response. Just as Prahlad renounced Hiranyakashipu, Ravan, Vibhishan renounced Ravan, Bali renounced Shukracharya, Bharat left Kaikeyi. So they say, if someone is opposed to Bhagavan, must immediately renounce him. Don't delay. He may be very dear to you, but still if he is opposed, doesn't care about Bhagavan, then leave him. So if Vrajamanita is, Vrajadevis, they left their sajan, husband, sons, Ajapat, the path of chastity, Vedic regulations, etiquette, everything. Only for the service of the Lord's feet of Sri Mukunda. They became so strong, having taken shelter of his Lord's feet. They became so empowered, they didn't care for anyone else. So, Bhishma Panchak, these five rasas are worshipped. Like you see, first there's ether, which is empty. And then the wind, air, has this quality of sound and touch, while ether only has the quality of sound. And then there's fire, which has the qualities of form, coupled with touch and sound. Then there's water. Water has the combined qualities of the previous three elements. And then there's earth, which has the elements of all, which has the combined qualities of all the four experiment elements, along with its own unique quality of fragrance. So in this Bhishma Panchak, these five rasas are worshipped. And then one who follows this Chaturmasya Vrat, then what happens? By following these 5 days of Bhishma Panchak, then he becomes very strong. Because this is the culmination of Chaturmasya, this Bhishma Panchak. So then, normally devotees eat only fruits on these 5 days, the following Jalavrat. But what is to be had? Just by disciplining your senses, troubling them, this is sadhana. Because if you throw your senses into the fire, or you annihilate them, then how is Bhagavan pleased? What is the meaning if you are not eating anything, only followed upavas? Just by troubling the body, Bhagavan is not pleased, nor is the Atma pleased. Only those who are foolish, they trouble the body. They say, oh, now you become fat. So for 40 days, don't eat anything. Just eat something very less, minimal. Drink only water. So what will such speculation help? How will it help? The Atma cannot advance in such a way. If you trouble the mind, you disturb the mind. And you see, if you place a huge rock on your chest, if you don't eat or drink anything, then you die a slow death. So how is Bhagavan worshipped in such a way? How is the soul benefited? This is just like mental asylum. They're all crazy people reside. So this way, such like when people get together and they make the entire world go mad, cheat the entire world. So this will not do. So you must see, how is Bhagavan pleased? How is he served? How is Bhagavan? See, only the Swarup Gyan of Bhagavan will not do. Because the soul on its own, if it doesn't have this Chitbal, if the soul isn't awakened, hasn't taken birth, and is still lying in the form of a seed, then the soul is honoring different species of lives and is born in the womb of another mother, sometimes born accordingly as a buffalo, cow, cat, human being, demigod. But this is only the gross body. How will the body of the soul manifest? You see, once mother, father, brother, sister, yogi, bogi, will he give you this sarvasiddhi, give you this soul body? Because the soul body, the body of the soul is present in a latent form, in its seed-like form. So by watering this Atma with the water of Shravan Kirtan, then he can hope to be a Raganuga Bhakta, following the footsteps of Ragatnik Vrajavasi. Then having drank this rasa, the soul can take birth, realize its form. Then you can realize the Swarup of the Atma. If he is a Das, Sakha, a parent, or a beloved. Then you'll know. Before that, all your sadhan will only lead to the attainment of Punya, Shubha Karma, Sukriti. It has no value. Because they'll go away after you enjoy them. Like Krishna said in the Gita, they go to heaven. And then once they have finished enjoying the fruits of their karma, they again fall down from heaven. You may do, perform many yagyas, give charity, follow ratas, but then you go to Swarga, Brahmalok, Tapalok, Satyalok. You may go to the lower planetary systems, Talatal, Sutal, Patal, wandering the 14 planetary systems. They say you cannot cross this Viraja, go to Brahmalok, you cannot go to Shivalok. You cannot attain Vaikuntha. Therefore, if you want to attain this Atma Swarup, then you'll have to follow this Upasana, Aradhana, worship. Only being hungry will not do. You have to relish this Bhagavat Ras. You have to relish this Bhagavat Mahaprasad, Bhagavat Charanamrit. And what is Bhagavad Prasad? This Bhagavad Katha, Kirtan. You must be present there. Only the remnants of Sri Bhagavan, this is not Prasad. Therefore, as long as you have not heard Krishna playing on his flute, haven't drank the nectar of his lips, then how will the soul be attracted? See, the Atma had taken birth in a been present in Braj, and then when the gopis heard the Krishna play the sound of his flute, then they wanted to go where Krishna is, but then their relatives stood with sticks in hands and said, alright, this body is yours, now we leave these bodies, take your bodies away, do what you wish with these bodies, but we are leaving. Because now they realized their Atma Swarup, Atma Gyan, now they had no relationship with this body of flesh and bones. Because today, tomorrow, the day after, we'll have to leave this body behind. So leave it behind now as well. But no, you should not commit suicide also. Some people hang themselves, they drink poison and they kill themselves. Even such suicide will not do. See, you must leave this body, you must have that competency to leave this body just as you remove an old cloth. So Bhishma Pitama, whenever he desired, he could leave his body. So you must have this ability that you can leave this body as you change an old cloth of yours. So this Vajradevi is this, they're opposed to so much, don't take your bodies, we're leaving in a way. Then Yoga Maharshi saw, she made semblance of these forms, she made mic forms. Then the Gopas felt that these ladies in their chaya mic forms were serving their husbands, children, and then while in their original Swarup, the Gopis, they reached Krishna. Therefore, this Beej Mantra of Krishna's flute, when one achieves this Beej Mantra and worships Krishna very nicely, then the Atma is awakened. Then the Atma attains his soul body. So from today, for 5 days, this is the Atma sadhan for the Atma, to offer himself to Parshiva Paramatma. Bhakti Thakur is sung, ki jane ki bole tumare dhamete ainu sharanagata. So first take shelter of this Bhagavad Dham, surrender to the holy Dham. Who is Dham Saru? Shri Baladev Prabhu, Shri Guru Pad Padma, Vaishnavas. So no, surrender to the Dham. No, we cannot do Atma Nivedan. We cannot offer ourselves. Our mind body was Shri Bhagavan. Therefore, take shelter of Shri Dham first. Say, take shelter of Shri Guru. Baldev Prabhu, Nityanand Prabhu. And so, only the guidance. Yesterday we heard night that one should do seva by sadhak form. Don't waste even 1 minute. And then by siddharu, by ratna saru, you must remember and then do manasi seva. Both should occur simultaneously. If you serve by your body, then you'll get some good karma and get the fruits of that good karma. Think, oh, I've done so much hard work. Then someone says, oh, for 1 hour you get 500 rupees or 5,000 rupees. Some get 5 lakh rupees for 1 week, 1 hour of working. Some get 5 crores. But the master, he never says, you are mine, to the servant, and then I am yours. He just gives money to the servant and he sends him away. So, such paid service will not do, like a kharmi. I take my money and I leave. Prabhu should say, you are mine. That I will engage you in my seva and that you will also accept me. So there are two considerations. One is I am Prabhu's and the other is, so this only saying will not do. Prabhu may accept or not accept, but still. If Prabhu says that I am yours, means he has this mood that he is mine. But even this mood is very far. So if you should not think I am Prabhu's, think Bhagavan is mine. Prabhu is mine. Mother Yashoda, she had this mamata. Vajradevi has had this mamata. Have this. This is, mamata is priceless. Everything I do only for Prabhu. Not that, oh, I am yours and only when you order me, I'll do something. No. No, this is slavery. Oh, this such slavery will not do. No, like one flatters, such flattery also will not do. So one who has this mamata and serves Prabhu. Prabhu is mine. So am I not Prabhu's? This you think later. But you think you are mine, Prabhu. I'll do everything only for your pleasure. So will I act according by force or according to your independence? If one acts accordingly, speculation, then even that will not yield any success. And the fruit will be opposite. And so he called Krishna. Chanur mistake, they were fighting with Krishna. Krishna was very happy, relishing Viras. Saltoshal also were wrestling. Fighting with him. But did they ever think that Krishna is mine, Prabhu is mine, and I'm his? No, in fact, they were opposed to him. That's why this is avyapti and ativyapti dosh. Overextension of the term and underextension of the term. So you must have mamata, but not that you want to kill Krishna. Like Chandra Mushi wanted to kill him. Or not that I'll do Bhagavad Upasana and I'll trouble others, I'll disturb others. I will not think about the well-being of others. I will not serve them there. I will only anyhow. I will anyhow step down on that person, and I want to accept all puja, adoration. So such qualities are very bad, and the atma cannot be awakened by such bad moods. So sometimes the atma is born as devata, jagandharva, kinnar, chaksha, and demigods, is born as demigod. So therefore, from today on, Bhishma Panchaka, you should be one-pointed and you should follow the predominating deities of these five rasas. Take the shelter and perform your aradhana. Then there is advancement. So this Deva Uttana Ekadashi, then you say that all the devatas, demigods, they come and they pray. They awaken Bhagavan very gently. Bhagavan is already awake, but still they say, oh, please accept our prayers. You stayed with the bhaktas for 4 months. Now come along with us. So on this day, Gaurakshadas Babaji Maharaj, he disappeared today. And he went to the eternal abode on this day. So Babaji Maharaj, he, before he should do bhajan braj, sometimes in Radhakund, Vrindavan, sometimes in Surjakund. So he wandered everywhere, Litya Goswamis, one place to another. And following the footsteps of Raghunath Das Goswami, he would do his sadhan. He'd always do kirtan, kutai, go prema mohi, radhe radhe. He would not sing Krishna bhajan. He would only sing Radharani's kirtans. He will do Radha bhajan, not Krishna bhajan. He would do worship the Rajadevis. So this is not something ordinary. So Babaji Maharaj, he'd go everywhere, all over Vraj. Sometimes in Radhakund, he would not even eat, sleep for so many days at a stretch. And he would chant his mantras, be absorbed in dhyan. And sometimes he'd think, oh, no, I'm not having darshan of Radha and Krishna. So he'd take the clay of Radhakund and he'd eat that clay. Saying, at least Radhakund's food dust is present here in this clay of Radhakund. This clay enters my stomach, this stomach, then at least my food dust will enter, then I'll have a darshan. Surely I will not give anything else to my body, because all the other things, they are composed of different qualities, either Sattva, Raja, Tama, but I only want Nirgun. So he took all the clay and then he ate that clay of Radhakund. So he didn't care, but after some time he lost his eyesight. But still he didn't care. He didn't care if he lost his, if he had eyes, he lost his eyes. And he had no connection with his body, then what to speak of any other part. So then he came to Vrindavan. Then he was doing bhajan there. And then he would be chanting continuously until early in the morning. In the evening, he saw that there was one lady who would bring a basket, the Sripa lady. And she'd accept a little food from every home and she'd take all the refuse out. Now no one goes begging, but before this, these ladies would go in the evening, they'd clean everything and then go away. So when Babaji Maharaj, when she was doing her Madhukari, then Babaji Maharaj also, then he told her, saying, oh lady, give me 4 rotis. Then she said, oh Baba, these Pandit and Goshais, they'll kill me if I give you something. Because you're a great saint, sadhu, they worship you. You are asking me for a piece of roti. They'll not let me live. These pundits, they'll kill me. Then Babaji Maharaj said, no, you'll have to give me some madhukari. So they say, the news spread everywhere. The Babaji Maharaj is accepting bandhukari from a sweeper lady. Then the Goshais came and they said, oh Babaji, we'll give you Rajbhog every day. Why are you accepting from her hands? From this lady who's always clearing stool and other things. Don't accept anything from her. Don't accept what she has touched. And Babaji Maharaj, he replied, he said, all of you are like great kings, landlords. So you sleep on the bed. You have no connection with Braj. You do not serve Braj Mandal. See this lady? Since early in the morning, she's sweeping, she's cleaning the entire place, she's serving so much. She's a maidservant of Braj. Even if I take the remnants, then I'll also have this mood to serve like her. But you are very far from Bhagwan. What do? You make Bhagwan serve you. Then I'll have your enjoying mood. So I will not accept anything from you. Or else I'll also become an enjoyer like if I accept something from you. So I'll not even touch the water that you have drank. What is accepting madhukari from you? I don't want to see you also. So those who don't have this tendency to serve, he will make the others his servants. Then he makes the other one serve him always. He says, I am Prabhu. I am the master. He says, I am Brahma, I am Bhagwan. Oh, why should I serve others when I am Brahma myself? So Babaji Maharaj is chastised. Pandits, Goshais. And then they ran away in fear. They never come near him after that. So then Babaji Maharaj thought, oh, they'll never let me do bhajan here. Then he left them and then he went walking to another place. He went to Navadvip walking for 2 months. Because some days before, Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj also reached there. Some years before, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also was also staying there. So he invited Gaurakshadas Babaji Maharaj, please come here. So how could Babaji Maharaj go there? He was blind. And Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj was 135 years old. And Bihari took him on his basket. So more than 2 months he carried Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj on his head. Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj, he saw inside. When he was walking through the forest, Bihari, his servant, he saw there was a light coming. Bihari started walking back. Then he said, Bihari, what happened? He said, oh, there's some light coming. There are two lights coming. Means it's coming near us. He said, what is that? He said, oh, these are the eyes of a tiger. So what will the tiger do? He said, what will the lion do? You're also like a lion. You don't have faith in Bhagwan. If Bhagwan wants to save you, then he'll save you. So you give mantra, speak Harinam to the lion. You give him something, there's a Mahaprasad if he's hungry. You don't know how to give. You're only eating yourself. Filling your own stomach, not giving to others. So one who's trying to steal others, steal from others, the world steals from him. See, if you think I'll steal everything myself, then there'll be others who'll steal from you. So Babaji Maharaj, he said, give him some Mahaprasad, give him this mantra. Then Babaji Maharaj, he spoke the Mahamantra. He gave some Mahaprasad to the lion. And the lion also started dancing in ecstasy. And did his parikrama and left. And Bihari seeing this, he was very surprised. So, it's such a wonderful Babaji. Therefore, he said the Baba. He himself is perfect, makes everyone else perfect as well. He removes all their mundane attachments. So, Gaurakshadas Babaji Maharaj, he was also staying in such forests. So he was thinking, well, there was only jungle up front. No place there, dwelling. So, I was only chanting Radhe Radhe and remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going through all these different forests where no people were residing. So when he reached Navadvip after some days, then he went to Navadvip, this Kuliya Gram. And then on the banks of the Ganga, he started doing bhajan. There'd be these old boats which were turned upside down. So he would sit underneath these boats and he'd be chanting Harinam. He wouldn't even go to do Madhukari, no. He stopped. If anyone gave him something, he'll take, or else he'd just fast the whole day. All the sets, they would come. They would say, "Oh, Babaji Maharaj, it's very cold. Please take this blanket. Cover yourself." He said, "I don't want this blanket." And they came by force. And then they one blanket for covering himself, one blanket for lying down. Then Babaji Maharaj, he slept the whole night. Then in the morning he woke and he said, "Oh, look at this. They gave me this blanket, sir. Whole night I forgot to remember Bhagwan and I was soundly sleeping." They took this blanket and threw it in the Ganga. He said, "I don't want this," he said. Then again he stood in water, neck deep. So Babaji asked him, "Maharaj, what are you doing?" He said, "What can I do? Maya is on all four sides. Maya will attack me." So Ganga, she is liquefied transcendence, Brahma Dharottam. So therefore, this Ganga Devi will protect me. And so even on his head, he kept the mud of the Ganga, the sand of the Ganga, because he said, "Maya can even enter my head, but by having the sand of the Ganga on my head, she will not enter." So many people would come to him saying, "Oh Baba, please give us some blessing." Saying here, people would give him, take this Mahaprasad from all the temples. But Babaji Maharaj, seeing all these people disturbing, he went to this municipal latrine, this bathroom, and he closed himself. So then, when one person came to sweep the floor, to sweep the place, said, "Oh Baba, I can hear you chant Harinam, please open the door, I'll clean the place." He said, "What will you clean? Can you clean my heart? Make my heart pure? I will not leave, I will stay here." So then the complaint went to the municipal chairman. The chairman tried so much to remove Babaji Maharaj from the bathroom, but still he wouldn't listen. The magistrate, the police, they all came and they said, "Oh Baba, we'll make kutia for you. You eat something, but please leave this bathroom. Don't stay there." He said, "I cannot move. I am sick." He said, "I'll only stay here. I'll not go anywhere else." So someone asked, "Why have you come here?" So Varshas Vajimar said, "The stench of this bathroom is actually better than the stench of the materialistic people." So they tried so much to make him leave the bathroom, but he wouldn't leave. Then Prabhupada Sasi Thakur, he sent Vinod Bihari Brahmachari and some other devotees from Mayapur. So you can go and have darshan from Babaji Maharaj. In this way, he knocked on the door, saying, "Babaji Maharaj, please open the door." Then he said, "Oh, I am very sick. I cannot open." Then he said, "Vimala Prasad Varshamanavi Devi Daita Das." "Oh, he sent us here," they said, Vinod Bihari. They said, "Oh, Vimala Prasad Varshamanavi Devi has sent you here." So then he opened the door. And then, see, there was stool everywhere. Because that time there was no sewage system, no drainage system. There'd be big pots, everyone would empty themselves there and they'd leave. And then this lady would come and clean the pot. There'd be worms, germs, bacteria everywhere. So this way, still he was staying there. And this way they opened the door. And for so many days, he had not eaten, slept. Why? He has no relationship with his body. So then they asked him, "You don't eat anything, you don't drink anything." So then he said, "Oh, Sukadev, did you ever feed the Rishi Maharshis? Did he make them fall asleep? You give them water?" "No." He only spoke Bhagavad Katha to them, Bhagavad Leela. He said, "I'm sitting here and I'm listening to everything. I'm seeing who is doing what, who is glorifying Sri Bhagavan. And I'm listening to everyone. And this way, Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, he said, he told Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, oh, I'll take the responsibility of your entire life on my head. Now fearlessly preach. No, surrender your Guru, sir, to your Sadguru. All your responsibilities upon me. So Bhavaji Maharaj gave all these blessings. I said, oh, Bhavaji Maharaj, I have a request. Pram Gurudev said, please listen to this request. I said, oh Baba, you should no longer stay in this latrine. Wherever you feel like, on the banks of the Ganga, anywhere, I'll make a nice bhajan kutir for you. I said, cover that bhajan kutir with rice straw, and then anyhow, you can stay there. So Bhavaji Maharaj then said, oh, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami made a bhajan kutir for Raghunath Das Goswami, because he would always do bhajan under the open sky, summer, winter. So one day, Sanatana Goswami saw two tigers were drinking water from Radha Kund. Because they're animals, Sanatana Goswami was thinking I have to protect him. So then he had the Vrajasis put a small kutir for him. So today, Param Gurudev, he said, you're under the guidance of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, so please stay in this small kutir and do your bhajan there. So then he accepted. So then the sevaks, in 2-3 hours, they made a nice kutir for him on the banks of the Ganga. So Babaji Maharaj, he would do kirtan, he would chant Harinam. Someone would come and ask Babaji Maharaj, please take some madhukar. He said, no, today is Ekadashi. Then they'll ask him the next day, please accept something. He said, no, today is Ekadashi. And they say, for Ekadashi, 15 days, not eat or drink anything. So then news reached Mayapur Chaitanyamart. And Prabhupada heard that, oh, as long as sevaks will not go, Babaji Maharaj will not accept anything. Because he will not keep anyone along by his side. He will never let anyone meet him. If any devotee would come, Bhakti Pramapuri Maharaj, before his name was Pranamananda, and Bhakti Ratna Thakur, all these old disciples of Bhakti Ratna Thakur, they would always come for darshan of Babaji Maharaj, listen to his Harikatha. And great kings also would come to listen to his Harikatha. In this way, he's happy. So one day, one Goshai, he was reciting the Bhagavad Sapta. So Bhavaji Maharaj was walking on the banks of the Ganga and he stood up where the Bhagavatam was going on and he said, he was speaking Bhagavatam. Bhavaji Maharaj, seeing him, he respected Bhavaji Maharaj, made him sit in one place, saying, oh, please sit, please listen. He said, are you reciting the Bhagavat or are you only thinking how much money am I getting? How many people are respecting me? How much dakshina I'm getting? So are you really doing Bhagavat? Are you really speaking? So they say, Bhavaji Maharaj chastised him so much. And Bhavaji Maharaj, all the slogans he had spoken, Bhavaji Maharaj, what did he do? He said, oh, you've cheated all the people by misinterpreting these slogans. You're number one cheater. So then, he spoke the entire Bhagavat to the audience then. It first become Bhagavat and then you speak on the Bhagavat. They say, make yourself full of this Bhakti Ras. Then you can give Bhakti to the others. Or else, what can you possibly give? So they say, one day, in the middle of the night, Bhavaji Maharaj is Bhakti Thakur's good bhajan in Godroom. So Bhakti Thakur said, oh, Maharaj, it's raining so much. Ganga had become very wide by 5 kilometers now. So how did you reach middle of the night without any boat, nothing? How did you cross the Ganga? He said, oh, one boy came. He said, oh, Baba, there's a festival going on in Godroom. Please come with me. Invitations have been given to all of Rajmandal. They said, everyone came and they started following us, celebrating many festivals. So Bhavaji Maharaj told us to come. We'll take you. So then this Bhavaji Maharaj said, this small boy, he caught me by the hand. And I don't know how he made me cross the Ganga. Then there, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was having the festival of Annotto in the night. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, how did you know I was having this festival? Oh, you made puris, halwa, other things, pakodas, why? And other things full of rasa, nice sabjis. You have invited all of Raj and you have fed everyone. You think I don't know? I know everything. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, oh Babaji, don't, please don't go, just stay here. Do your bhajan here. This is Godum. The gopis, Gopa, Gopal, are all present. No, there's no need to go anywhere. And Babaji Maharaj said, no. Babaji Maharaj said, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. And then what did he do? He started discussing Harikatha with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, every day, when Bhagavan go to, when Bhagavan would perform his Raslila, Rana Dhanugati of the Rajadevi, Bhaktivinoda Thakur would cook many different kinds of items, make many beautiful things, and he would offer them to Radha and Krishna. So Babaji Maharaj, who was he? He was seeing how he's serving. So then when Mahaprasad is given to Babaji Maharaj, then he relished this Mahaprasad, so much happiness. And then the next day, Babaji Maharaj, he dressed in a very nice silken dhoti with a nice turban on his head. And then he came. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, oh Babaji Maharaj, why have you dressed in such a way, you're Siddha Baba? Why have you dressed like this? Sir, what can I do? Many Babajis are wearing dress of Paramahamsa. They're doing many bad things. Only saying God is mine will not do. You'll also have to adopt God's practice in your own life, His teachings in your own life. Or else if you only have a shaved head, have tilak, kantimala, not following any rules, then you're a disciple of Kali Maharaj. So Babaji Maharaj said, these Babajis, they're cheating others and they're engaged in such, engaged in illicit activities. Therefore, I don't want to dress like them. Now I'll wear a very nice dhoti kurta. And this way I will always be present here rather than being with such people who do not follow any regulations properly. So Babaji Maharaj, he requested Prabhupada that now you must start Varnashram Dharma. You give saffron to brahmacharis. Start giving sannyas. So he told Prabhupada, you must accept sannyas, not Babaji Vesh. Because they make anyone, they turn anyone into Babajis. They haven't done any Anugatya or Sri Guru, not done any sadhan. So how can they get Paramahamsa Vesh in just one day? Since Babaji Maharaj, he was very strong in this regard. So he would wander all over Namadip Dham. Someone gave him raw eggplants, potatoes, radish. And they say, clean them, wash them in the water of the Ganga. And he would just eat them. Then they say, oh, Babaji Maharaj, they have worms. Oh, the worms won't disturb me. They'll go away. I've offered them to Mahaprabhu. And then he'd just eat any raw vegetables. Sometimes he'd go to the house of a Muslim. Sometimes the house of Hindus. So as Babaji Maharaj, he would from the Ganga. And then that time he had kept some madhukari in a pot which was hanging from above. So then one lady, she said, oh Babaji Maharaj, a snake has entered inside this pot and it's eaten. Don't eat this, the remnants of a snake. Then Babaji Maharaj, he didn't care. She said three times, four times. Babaji Maharaj didn't say anything. Then when she continued saying, then Babaji Maharaj said, see, this snake, I lose one life if I eat this poison, but if I listen to your words, then I'll lose millions of my lives. It's better to die having consumed poison. I'll just lose one life. But if I listen to your words, because then you'll entrap me by your moha mamata, and then life after life, I'll lose your kal nagi, means you're like a female snake. So in this way, he chastised her. Prabhupada Sasi Thakur, he would always send his sevaks from time to time to Babuji Maharaj. Because he'd do Ekadashi for many months. He would never eat anything, drink anything. And this Prabhupada from Yogpit Mayapur, he'd send sometimes to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So they all send some Madhukari to Babaji Maharaj. They say, in respect, anonymous Mahaprasad, or else never accept the food of materialistic people. Never accept. Sometimes in Navadvip Dham, they're very ancient temples. So they invite Babaji Maharaj. Babaji Maharaj would say, have you ever done Guru Mantra? Have you ever chanted Guru Mantra? Whatever pranami you have, donations you have, you only use that to raise your family. And then they say, you have made Bhagwan your servant also. So Babaji Maharaj chastises everyone this way. So on this day, when Babaji Maharaj entered this Nityadham, then Prabhupada, he heard word. When Prabhupada came, then all the Babajis that decided that, oh, that Gaurakshadas Babaji Maharaj, when he was to depart for his final journey, Babaji Maharaj, he said, I have not done any bhajan, I have not served the dham, not done anything good, I haven't practiced bhakti, so tie a rope to my leg and then drag me on the streets of Navadvip and throw my body inside the Ganga. So then they are like big fat ropes, so we'll tie his leg and we'll drag him everywhere. And this way all the flesh and meat will come off my body, and then body will mix with the dham and throw my body away in the Ganga. This way, and this way, Prabhupada, when they were ready to do this, Prabhupada came and he said, oh, none of you should touch the body of my Guru Maharaj. Should not, no one should even dare to touch his body. I am his only disciple, his follower. No one else is his disciple or follower. So they said, oh, he has given us Diksha, Babaji Maharaj, Babaji Vishnu. And he said, give me proof. They said, you give me proof that you are his disciple. Then Prabhupada said, I will follow his instructions. And then many assembled. Police came, magistrate came, and the smarthas, the Brahmins, took the side of the Babajis because they were all opposed to Prabhupada. They say Prabhupada had two sevaks and they had lakhs of people. So no, this fight was going on the whole day. They said, we'll drag his body everywhere. Prabhupada said, I will not let this happen. So they said, magistrate, he heard what happened. So then they told Prabhupada, you give us proof. Then Prabhupada said, all right. So Prabhupada, he was Bal Brahmachari, very renounced Paramahamsa Mahapurush, Bhagwan's dear sevak. Then Prabhupada said, if all of them, if they really accepted Babaji Vesh, if they're Brahmachari, if they're not associated with any woman, and even if they've associated with women after accepting this Vesh, all right, even for 6 months, if they're not associated with the woman, or else 1 month, if they aren't associated with women, all right, if they're not associated with them, even yesterday night, if they haven't polluted their character, if they're by not associating with them, even for like 1 day, then they can touch his body. Or else, if they touch his body, then they'll immediately be ruined. So Prabhupada, very grave, became like Narsingadev. Then slowly all the Babajis, they left one by one, one by one. And then all the Brahmins also left. And what did the magistrate do? He He said, now you do as you wish. Prabhupada took Gaurakshadas Babaji Maharaj on his lap. Just as Mahaprabhu Haridas Thakur on his lap, and then this way. So he took all his sevaks on the banks of the Ganga, he did Hari Kirtan. He put new cloth on Babaji Maharaj, put tilak on him, did arati, offered bhograg, and then he put him in samadhi. Placed him in samadhi. And then this way, Prabhupada arranged for some memorial there. But there was one landlord there. So Babaji Maharaj placed into samadhi in his land. So for some days, they respected everyone. But then after some time, they started their business. That today is Babaji Maharaj's Tiruvavtithi. And this way, they started doing so much collection. And this way again, they started doing many bad things. Then Ganga Devi, she always changes the flow. So then, when his samadhi was about to be washed away, then Prabhupada said, bring the samadhi to Mayapur, to Vinod Bihari. Vinod Bihari, he is an expert manager. So he took all the sevaks. So he brought Babaji Maharaj on a palanquin. And then they put a court case in British court. They put a court case on Vinod Bihari, Prabhupada. And went to the judge. So Vinod Bihari, he said, this is not Christianity. Not like the graveyard. Because in Christianity, you should never change. Once man has been buried, it should not change. But in our Satat Samhita, Vaishnava Dharma, it is said, the Vaishnava's bodies are transcendental. So just as they were present physically, similarly in the Prakat Leela also, they are established in the Nitya Swarup. This way they have this request. They can move anywhere they feel like. So, we will not listen to what you have to say. Else you don't have to listen to what we have to say also. We will just pray to our Mahabhagat Guru Varga. We will listen to what they have to say. So this way, the judge, he didn't have any qualification to listen to their words, Mahabhagat Guru Varga's words. But when he returned home, the judge, he became very restless. And they say, the British, the Christians, and also the Babaji's were against Prabhupada. At the time he saw all the sadhus, they came to him. Then they said, we'll go wherever we feel like. We don't want to stay in a place where people are misbehaving. We'll only go to that place where Shuddha Bhakti is practiced. The next day, in court, the judge, he said, Babaji Maharaj Samadhi should go to Mayapur, Shri Chaitanya Mattu. And then this way, wherever the Bhakta, wherever pure devotion is practiced, he's there. He will not stay in a place where there is Atyachar, Vyabhichar, regardless of whoever that person is. So Param Gurudev, he gave many examples from the Shastra. And then they say the Samadhi was given in Mayapur. And even now you can have darshan of his Samadhi there, Babaji Maharaj's Samadhi there. His Nitya Seva is being carried out. So Bhagwan is Nitya, his Seva is Nitya. Tarishana Satya, Tahar Seva Nitya. Sadakarvash. The eternal Prabhu is also eternal, his Sevaks are also eternal. And they say Babaji Maharaj, he was placed into Samadhi there. Now we'll listen more in the evening.